is just tuning in, you are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and life coach. Our show is every Wednesday from 1 to 3 Eastern. Well, actually, it has been, and it will be for a few more weeks, but we keep having a little scheduling snafu, so you can always catch me here from 2 to 3 every Wednesday Eastern Time. We have been talking about Dr. David Hawkins and his map of consciousness. And if you don't know who Dr. David R. Hawkins is, let me just tell you that he is a world-renowned spiritual researcher, psychiatrist, and has really changed how both spiritual and political leaders think, because he has done spiritual research. He was an enlightened being, and he actually left the planet last year. And he's written a series of books, beginning with Power versus Force, and every one of those books build on the book that was before that. And those books have been translated into many languages and are used all over the world by spiritual leaders and political leaders. Because what David Hawkins discovered is that you can tell the truth. You can find out the truth about anything. That there is a field of consciousness that registers everything that is or has ever been. And in that field of consciousness, you can ask a question, a yes-no question, and get an answer through using something called muscle testing or kinesiology, and you can find out the truth about anything that is or has ever been. Now, kinesiologists, muscle testers, chiropractors, a lot of different holistic health kinds of people have used kinesiology for many, many years. But it's been around since the 70s, and it's been very well documented as an accurate way of finding out what is beneficial or not beneficial for the body. What Dr. Hawkins discovered is that it really isn't the body that is giving you the answer. It is the field of consciousness itself. And so you can ask about anything at all that is or has ever been. You don't just get to find out what's helpful for the body or not. You can ask what is the truth and find it out about anything. So I did an article last year for the magazine here in Cincinnati, and the name of it was, you know, that you can find out the truth about anything. All truth is knowable. That is something that really wasn't known until Dr. Hawkins did the research. He also is a renowned psychiatrist. He ran one of the largest mental health facilities in the United States, in New York, and actually helped a whole lot of people that had been considered beyond help. And people came from all over the world, actually, when he was doing that practice. And then there came a point when he didn't want to be involved at that level anymore, and he became just a teacher and lived in Sedona for many years. But anyway, he was knighted. Mother Teresa wrote things for the backs of some of his books. I mean, he's just an incredible human being. And this map of consciousness that we've been talking about, the reason that it is so powerful and wonderful is that it actually shows us how to get power, how to come up out of those lower levels of despair, grief, guilt, and shame, and come up into levels of courage and acceptance and even love and joy. And so that's what we have really been focused on for the last few weeks, is those lower levels and how to rise up out of each and every one of those levels. And today we've gotten at the critical level of 200. And really what the key is of moving into that level of courage is it's the acceptance of personal responsibility. It's the willingness to be truthful with yourself. If nobody else, at least beginning to tell the truth about what's going on inside of you. That in itself will give you courage. So we're going to talk a lot more about how to do that. When we reach the level of courage, we begin to have the capacity to care about other people and not just ourselves. We begin to be able to question our own motives. We begin to be able to be realistic, actually, about the limitations that we have just because we're human, but also about the capacities and abilities that we have. Because to be a human, it's a very profound thing to be a human. We're mental, we're emotional, we're physical, we're spiritual. We have feminine energy, we have masculine energy. We operate on a lot of different dimensions at the same time. And for most of us, we've had the experience of going, oh, well, part of me wants to do this, but the other part of me wants to do that. Well, what the heck does that mean? That means that we are becoming able to notice that we have different things going on inside of us, and we're not those things. Those are just parts of us. That's what it means to begin to have courage, is we begin to be able to tell the truth about what's going on inside of us, about what we really think and what we really feel. And I'm not talking about what I would call brutal honesty. I think there's a great difference between being honest and being truthful. Truthful is always kind. Truthful has love in it. Being honest can be very nasty and damaging. So there's a big difference in those two, and if, you know, we need to, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But what I really wanted to just bring into our awareness is the power that happens when we're willing to tell the truth, when we come into that level of courage, and to know that just telling the truth can bring you into that level of courage. The other thing is, opposite is also true, that actually having courage makes you able to tell the truth. Because what's been shown by spiritual research is that every one of us knows unconsciously when we're either lying to ourselves or when someone else is lying to us. We know that because we are all one. Physics has proven what mystics and prophets have known since the beginning of human, at least written human history, is that there's one energy in the universe and we're all part of it, and it's part of us. And because of that one energy, we actually know what's going on, even when we don't think we do. It's happening unconsciously. And so what courage gives us is the ability to begin looking at what's been unconscious and bring it into consciousness. It gives us the ability to begin to feel as though life is affirming, that we begin to have a sense of empowerment, and life begins to seem doable. Whereas when we're stuck in those lower levels, shame, despair, grief, even pride, life doesn't seem very doable. It seems quite overwhelming for most of us most of the time. So to come into that level of courage is a really, really important thing. And what I really want to do is I want to give you just a little example of how you could use the map of consciousness or the information contained in it to walk your own self up out of those lower levels of emotion if you want to do that. And I'm just going to give you a little example of how you could do that. Let's say, for example, that you are feeling shame or guilt. Now, the problem with feeling shame or guilt, which is on the, like down at the level of 20 and 30 on the level of consciousness, is you literally don't have enough energy. There's not enough power in those levels to really help yourself. So if you're stuck in shame or guilt, then you need help. You either have to get energy from another person or from a book or from a recording. You have to make that decision. No one can make it for you. So if you're stuck in guilt and shame, you need external help because you don't have the energy to provide it for yourself. That's just a fact of how energy works. So let's say you've done that and you've brought yourself up to that level of apathy, which is where you just don't care about anything. Still, you don't have enough energy. You have to have help. And so just accept that. That could be the beginning of courage, to accept that I literally don't have enough energy to do what I need to do for myself. But you can make a decision to get that energy by reading a book or listening to a recording or turning on some beautiful music. You need input. And making the decision to give yourself that input that will raise your energy level. If you can come up to the level of grief, and I know that sounds kind of odd, to come up to the level of grief, on the map of consciousness, that is 75. There is a lot of energy in grief relative to the energy that's in shame. So if you can actually begin grieving, what do you feel sad about? What loss has actually impacted you? And if you can begin to let yourself grieve whatever that despair and shame and guilt has been about, then you will raise your own energy level up. And in that grief, you will notice that there is something you are afraid of. And that's part of what the grief is about. Usually it's the fear of loss, or the fear of what might happen, or maybe just the fear of what did happen and what it means. But if you can come while you're grieving to the place of noticing what you're afraid of, then you're raising yourself up from the level of 75 on the map of consciousness to the level of 100, which is where fear is. And when you notice what you're afraid of, it's not a far jump from there to notice what you want. Because whatever it is you're afraid of, let that inform that you want the opposite of that, if nothing else. Usually, if we notice what we're afraid of, we can use that to notice what we want. And it doesn't help to say what we don't want, because not doesn't exist in the universe. You have to say what you do want. So if you're afraid of the dark, and what you say is you don't want the dark, that's not going to work. If you're afraid of the dark, what you want is light. So let yourself want whatever it is that's the opposite of what you're afraid of. And that desire, feeling that desire, will bring you up from a level of 100 on the map of consciousness to 125. And once you're really feeling that desire for whatever it is you want, really let yourself feel it. And that brings your energy up. And then let yourself get mad because you don't already have it. I know that sounds crazy, but what you're doing is you're walking yourself up this energy level. Because anger on the map of consciousness has a power level of 150, whereas desire is just at 125. So if you can really know what you want and really want it, and then you can let yourself get angry that you don't have it, and really let yourself feel that anger that you don't have it, then you've brought your energy level up to 150. You could have done this in 20 minutes, moving down from 20 all the way down at shame, and now that you're angry, you're all the way up to 150. That is a huge power difference. And once you're angry about something, you can probably find something to be proud about, because anger's got enough energy in it that whatever it is you're angry about, you can begin to be proud that you're not like whatever it is you're angry about, or you didn't do that, whatever it was somebody did that made you angry. Out of your anger, you have enough energy to discover something that you're proud of. It could be any little tiny thing. It doesn't really matter. But if you can find any little tiny thing that you can be proud of, now you have moved your energy up from 150 at anger to 175 at pride. Well, it is a very short jump from 175 at pride to courage. So the minute you can feel proud about something, and you can really feel that, you really let yourself feel proud that you're this or you're not that, that this is what you believe or this isn't, and you can really feel some pride about that, then the next leap is to tell the truth about what you really want relative to what you're feeling proud about. Or you can tell the truth that maybe the pride is hurting you a little bit, and you'd rather just feel at peace about it rather than prideful. It doesn't matter, because when you're at pride, at 175, you have enough energy that it's easy to have courage and to tell the truth. So then if you have pride, let's say you're proud of yourself because you can do this and this and this and this, if you're proud of yourself because you can do those five things, then it's a lot less scary to then tell the truth and say, but I can't do that. That's fine. It can be a little tiny truth. Tell the truth about yourself and then keep doing it. Keep telling the truth to yourself about yourself. Good things, not so good things, it doesn't matter. Tell the truth about what you think and about what you feel in this moment. And the act of telling the truth brings you up into a level of 200 courage, and suddenly you have access to power that you didn't even know existed 30 minutes ago when you were stuck down there in guilt and shame. You can actually do that process I just described in less time than it took me to describe it. But sometimes, you know, you might have to spend a half an hour, or you might have to spend 3 days. It doesn't really matter. You can walk yourself up just like that. Because once you get to the level of courage, once you're tapped into what happens when you tell the truth, suddenly you are tapping into power. And you don't have that when you're not telling the truth. You don't have any power when you're living in fear. You don't have any power when you're stuck in desire or grief. You don't have any power until you get to the level of 200, which is courage. And thankfully, once we tap into that courage to tell the truth and we have that power, then it's really, really easy from there to become willing to let go whatever's been in our way, or to become willing to embrace whatever is going to take us where we really want to be. That's really, to me, the purpose and the reason and the motivation or the inspiration to tell the truth, is that it gives me the power to be willing. Because willing is where magic happens. And we will get to willingness. Now, on the map of consciousness, willingness is always all the way up to 310. And we will get there, because that's one of my favorite subjects in the world. But I just wanted to give you a little example of how you can, for yourself, walk yourself up using this map of consciousness from the lowest of lows up to a level of feeling empowered. And it's simple. I'm not telling you it's easy, because sometimes it is not easy. Sometimes it takes great determination and perseverance. But I am telling you that it's possible. And I know it is, because I've done it and I've watched thousands of other people do it too. And we all have that divine spark of life inside of us. And because of that divine spark that lives in us, everything is possible. But because we also have free will, we have to make the choice. So nobody can make the choice for you to give you energy when you don't have enough of your own. If you're stuck in shame or guilt or apathy, when you are so low energy that you can't even cry, when you just feel numb, you don't have enough energy to do anything for yourself. You have to get it from somewhere. Thankfully, there are 1,000, if not 1,000,000, places you can get it. Just go online and Google prayer, or Google guided meditation, or Google spiritual help. There is so much out there that is available. Give yourself the energy to bring you up to where you can start grieving something. And then just walk yourself up all the way to courage, just like I just explained. So I hope that was really clear. That, to me, is so exciting. This map of consciousness that Dr. Hawkins created, you can find it on his website, which is Veritas Pub. And I'll spell that for you. It's VeritasPub, VeritasPub.com. You can just order the map of consciousness by itself. It's this really pretty laminated thing. But it's also in every book that he wrote in the Power vs. Force series. And just studying that map of consciousness can teach us so much about how to have the power that really makes life worth living. So I want to give you a little bit of time to think about that. I'm going to take a little musical break here. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs that tells it like it is. I hope you enjoy this. It's a Bob Marley tune done by Here to Here, a band that a lot of people call Consciousness That Rocks. Enjoy.
This song says every little thing is going to be all right. And you know how much fun it is to know that it's true that it's going to be all right, because it's already all right right now. Word.
Come on. Everything is gonna be
here to here doing Three Little Birds. And, you know, that ability to know that everything is going to be all right, that takes courage. And so that's what we're talking about here today, is courage. Because the view of God that happens when we reach that level of being able to be courageous, being willing to tell the truth. And remember, that's really all that's required to have that field of courage activated, is to tell the truth to yourself. And the view of God that happens at that level is one of confidence and justice and balance. It's like we begin to see the order of the universe and how we're part of that order. And it makes for a lot less fearful living. I just think it's an amazing, I think this map of consciousness is such an amazing tool that we can all use. And if anybody out there is just tuning in, I just want to say welcome and hello. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We are on every Wednesday from 1 to 3 Eastern for the next few weeks. And you can find the page on Facebook by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And what I'm really wanting people to do is to tell their stories about their own transformational moments, their own aha experiences, times that you woke up, or tell your spiritual journey of, you know, where did you start out and how did you wind up where you are? I really love hearing people's stories, and I know how inspiring it is to other people because we can hear something that someone says and go, oh, I could have done that. Oh, maybe that could happen to me. So if you have ever thought about sharing something that has happened to you in hopes that it might be inspiring to someone else, by all means, get in touch with me through the Facebook page for this show, or you can also do that through either one of my websites, which is just my name, louisadyer.com or .net, and I would love to hear from you about that. We've told a few stories on the show, and it's just been amazing what people have said, how much they got out of it. So I'd really like everybody to consider doing that. Also want to let you know that this is 88.3 FM on your radio dial, but we are also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. And so people all over the country, all over the world really, can listen and do listen. And I'm very, very happy about that. And I also want to let you know that just in case you want some help with getting in touch with that inner divinity of your own, and you haven't quite known how to do that, or perhaps you're down there in those lower levels that I was talking about where you need some external input, there is a free guided meditation on my website, louisadyer.com, and you are invited to go there and download that meditation. It's about 10 or 15 minutes, and it's really about helping you get grounded and focused and more in touch with that higher self, that inner divinity, that God spark inside of you. So if you feel like you need a little bit of help, by all means, you're welcome to go there and download that. So what we've been talking about for the last few weeks is this map of consciousness and how to walk ourselves up from those lower levels of guilt and shame and despair and fear and even desire and pride all the way up into joy and peace and love. And this week, we're talking about courage, which is the level we have to be at. We have to be able and willing to tell the truth in order to have courage, in order to have power to access those higher levels of consciousness. And so it's a very exciting topic. And next week, I'm going to introduce you. I'm getting a new co-host on my show, and I'm very excited about that. And her name is Pat Meyer, and we introduced her on the radio, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. She told her journey about her spiritual path and how it had been a real healing journey to overcome some really supposed tragic events, but that had actually wound up helping her wake up and become the woman that she is today. And she credits a lot of her strength and the capacity to be the person she is today in the world with that thing that happened to her. So it was a very inspiring story, and I hope you heard it. And soon I will have that archived on my website, and anybody can hear it. I'm going to have Pat on the show next week, and she's going to sit in for a while, and pretty soon she's going to do a show of her own. So if you know Pat, you might want to send her an email and tell her, hey, talk about this. She might really enjoy that. So we are talking about courage, and we are just about out of time today. It always goes really fast, but because there was that little timing snafu at the beginning today, went even faster than it normally did. So I just want to close by saying a couple of things about courage. Courage is actually the result of an act of the will by which the decision is made to accept inner honesty and integrity as the principles by which you live your life, and that you're going to live by that principle or those principles no matter what. No matter what resistance you have, no matter what temptations there are to do otherwise, no matter what obstacles in your way, you use your free will, which is God-given and we all have it, to make a choice to accept inner honesty and integrity as the principles by which you live your life. That means telling yourself the truth. Because if you feel like crap and you say, oh, I feel great, you're never going to feel any different. Because you haven't even told the truth enough to be able to feel different. So I don't mean you run around telling other people, I feel terrible. I'm talking about telling the truth to yourself. Because if you feel awful and you tell yourself you feel good, then you're not going to do anything about feeling awful and you're just going to continue feeling that way. If you feel awful and you tell yourself the truth about it, I feel awful, then you can tell yourself, wow, I wonder what that's about. If you tell the truth, you suddenly have the courage to look at what is the cause of that? What is the root of that? What can I do about that? One of the things my clients tease me about is I won't let them ask the question, why? Because I say, why is an endless, fruitless question that leads only to hell? Because there is no answer to why, except because, and anybody who's ever had a two-year-old knows that, but regardless, you don't ask, why do I feel bad? You ask, what is this about? What can I do about it? What will help me feel better? You begin to problem solve. But you can only have the courage and the power to do that by beginning to tell the truth. So that's the note I want to leave you on today, is telling yourself the truth. I want to let everybody know that I'll be back here next week. And next week, the show is actually going to be from 2 to 3 p.m. And then for the last week of the month and the week after that, we're going to be on 1 to 3 again. Sorry, that's confusing. We're training new people to fill in the slot, so it's a little bit back and forth of what's going on here. So I do hope you join me next Wednesday from 2 to 3. We'll be back on the air. And I'm going to close out with our theme song by Faith Rivera called God Is. And this is the truth of it, folks. God is wherever we are, whatever we're doing, that's where God is showing up. Because it's through us that God gets made manifest in this world. And God is in us, and God is so much more than we are. We can tap into God, and we can always know that God lives inside of us. And that's the point of the show, to help us remember all the ways there are to connect with that God source inside of us and how to move all the obstacles out of the way so that we can do that. Thank you once again very much for listening. As usual, I have had a wonderful time, and I look forward to seeing you back here again next week. Enjoy Faith Rivera. Where I am.